Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everyone here this morning. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. If ye then be risen with Christ. Question I asked this morning is, are we risen with Christ? But before that, is Christ risen?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So we have a risen Savior. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You know, that's how we should be living our life. We should be seeking those things which are above. We need to think upon these things. Think of things above. Spend more time in His service. Spending more time with that spiritual mind, spending more time reading His Word, spending more time thinking on things above, so we may abound in this kingdom, that we may press into the kingdom, that we may work patiently and strive to live this godly life that He has laid out for us. You know, the question is, if ye then be risen with Christ. You know, there's a lot of times we talk about, we hope, you know, we're going to heaven. You know, I understand what some people are talking about. You know, we don't like to be puffed up and proud. You know, we don't want to be the boastful or anything like that. But brothers and sisters, that word, that hope, you know, that's that blessed hope that we have. And because we've answered the question, we have a risen Savior, we have that blessed hope.
Amen.
And it's more than just I hope so. No, we have that blessed hope and that blessed assurance because we have the risen Savior. But if ye then be risen with Christ, seek more those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. He is sitting at the right hand of God. You know, that's the right hand. It's the sign of favor. You know, because when He came to this earth and He accomplished His work, the work that the Father had given Him, and He did it perfectly. He kept everything, kept the law to a jot and a tittle. There was nothing that escaped Him, and there was nothing that He did wrong. He accomplished the work, and because of that work, He was accepted back into heaven and seated. And I love how it says, and set down. You know, set in its proper place. He is set at the right hand of God. He's in His right place because He accomplished everything. He kept everything. Like we said, it's the finished work of Christ. Because we have that risen Savior, the finished work of Christ, we have the blessed hope that one day we'll see Him in glory. Brothers and sisters, we have this time now. Let's don't waste the time. Let's redeem the time we have now. Let's think upon these things which are above. In verse 2, set your affections on things above. Set your affections. Where's our heart at? We need to take time to examine ourselves each and every day. Where is my heart? Where are my affections? Where is my time being spent? Where are my priorities? Are my priorities on the service of God? Or are they on the things on the earth? Now I understand we have jobs, we have families, we have responsibilities. Brothers and sisters, it says, set your affections on things above. Where's our heart at? Brothers and sisters, if we have that heart that is soft and tender toward God, if we have that heart that is wanting to follow Him and serve Him, brothers and sisters, it'll show forth in our life. It'll come through. He'll bless us more. He'll help us with our day-to-day life. He'll help us with our job. He'll help us with the things we have to deal with. He'll help us with our family. Brothers and sisters, set our affections on things above. He's worthy of it, isn't he? Because we have the risen Savior. He came to this earth, suffered, bled, and died. And there's no telling how much he suffered on the cross. We know what men have done to him. We know that all the stripes and the beatings and the shame and the mocking and everything that he had to endure. But brothers and sisters, as he hang upon the cross in that time of darkness, we know that the Father had to remove his presence from him. He was separated from God. Brothers and sisters, we will never have to deal with that. We will never have to experience such as that. Because Christ had done that for us. But he suffered that we may be healed. And he did that willingly. He delighted to do the will of the Father. And he did it for us. You know, the Lord came to this earth to save the good ones? The rich ones? No. He came to save sinners. Thanks be unto God, that's in the Word. He came to save sinners. That's me. I'm included. Thanks be unto God, I can have that blessed hope. He came to save sinners. So like I said, he's worthy of it. He's worthy for us to be setting our affections on things above. He's worthy of us to take the time to think upon these things, to read his word, spend some time with the Lord each and every day. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. We have to deal with those things enough. They're always around. While we draw breath here on earth, we're always going to have the things of the earth. We're always going to be troubled with the problems of this world. That's not going away. So why fill up more time with it? Why spend more time with it? Why fret with the things of the earth? Brothers and sisters, let's think upon things that are above. Set our affections on things above. It says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. We're supposed to be laying up treasures in heaven. Let's lay those treasures up in heaven. Let's think of those things above. Think on higher things. Not this low life that we have to deal with. Now again, like I said, we have jobs. We have responsibilities. We have families. But brothers and sisters, how much better will our life be? How much better will our life be? How much more blessed will our life be if we're setting our affections on things above? If we're serving Him? If we're looking to Christ? If we're looking to Him? If we're living for Him? Giving our lives for Him? Like I said, it's a heart thing. How much time and effort are we putting into our service? How much heart and effort are we putting into coming to the house of the Lord? To being with God's people, serving one another, loving one another, forgiving one another. How much time and effort are we putting into this? Set your affections on things above. Go to Romans chapter 12. Like I said, let's live for Christ. Romans chapter 12. This should be very familiar to everyone here. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Like I said, he's worthy for us to have time, to take the time in his kingdom, to take the time to read his word. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our mind being upon Him. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Did He not give us life?
Yeah.
If we have life, it's because of God. And if we see the light, if we're living in the light, and we know that the God, He's God, if we know where our blessings come from, He's given us life. If He's given us life, isn't it His anyway? We're to be living for Him. Take my life and let it be. You know, we should be giving our life to God. We should be living our lives a living sacrifice. A lot of times people don't like that word, sacrifice. Well, like I was saying earlier, our affections. Where are our affections at? I've heard you say it before, Dad, but I know it's true. In this life, people are going to do what they want to do. That's just a matter of fact. That is not a theory. That's a fact. If there's something somebody wants to do, they're going to find a way to do it. They're going to sacrifice something to do that. Now, sacrifice is not always just killing something. Sacrifice is, well, letting certain things go so you can do something else. Sacrificing time. Sacrificing spending time on things that we should be doing. Wasting time. I shudder to think of how much time I've wasted. I know I'm guilty of it. I'll go ahead and admit that. I'm extremely guilty of wasting time. Like that song, much of my time is run to waste. But He forgives my follies here. Let's not forget the mercy of God. He's not just up there ruling with an iron fist. Brothers and sisters, you know, we were blessed to hear yesterday, He's touched with the infirmities of our heart. He can hear us. He can hear the just groanings within ourselves. Brothers and sisters, if we're going through a tough time, He can feel it. And He does feel it. And brothers and sisters, Jesus cares. Our God cares. He cares for us. I know He cares for you because if He cares for me, I know He cares. Another reason we should be setting our affections on things above. He's proved Himself over and over. He doesn't owe us a single thing, and we owe Him everything. But He continues to bless us. He continues to shower down blessings upon us. As the children of Israel, when they were wandering in the desert for 40 years, they learned the lesson. Well, they're learning, as we all should say, we're learning. But brothers and sisters, for 40 years, their clothes didn't wax old, their shoes didn't run out, I mean, their shoes didn't wear out, and the manna fell. They had food to eat every day. When they were good and when they were disobedient. Brothers and sisters, that's how our life is. Even in our disobedience, the Lord will still shower His blessings. He daily loadeth us with benefits. So we should be presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Paul said it's our reasonable service. And it is reasonable. Like I said, you know, I hear so much nowadays, well, it's my life. I can live however I want to. It's not your life.
Yes, there you go.
God granted that life. God has given us life. Yes, it is my life. Life, if you will, say, to live a godly way. He's blessed me with life. He's blessed me with a family. But I owe Him my life. I owe Him my service. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, if we're going to be setting our affections on things above, if we're going to checking our heart, spending time with the Lord, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, living for Christ, brothers and sisters, that's going to be a difference. That's going to start showing through. We're not going to be like all the other people. There's going to be a difference. And verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We should be separate from the world. We should have a distinction. God's people should be, they should be able to be recognized. Because we should identify with Christ. It says in Hebrews that He is not ashamed to call us brethren. It's not ashamed to call us brethren. So why are there so many times in my youth did I shy away from acknowledging His name? Why did I pretend not to know? Brothers and sisters, we should be living a life, identifying ourselves with Christ. There should be a difference. We should be separate. It says, "Be not conformed to this world." So we don't need to conform to the world. We need to be living our lives as a living sacrifice to God, setting our affections on things above. Like He says, if then be risen with Christ, set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Like we were talking about earlier, spending more time reading His Word, spending more time serving in the kingdom, spending more time in His service. Brothers and sisters, it'll help us. And that distinction will show forth. Like we heard about letting our light shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's for His glory. It's for His honor. We're to live for Him. Because like we heard earlier, He gave us the life to begin with. We should give our life to God. He gave it to us anyway. Let us put more effort into our service. Let us put more effort. See where that heart is? We need to have that heart soft and tender. Like the parable of the sower. We need to have that good ground. That good prepared soil. We need to take some time and prepare ourselves each and every day. Prepare ourselves. Pray more. Read more. Brothers and sisters, and after we get done reading, stop and listen. I've never heard the Lord speak to me in an audible voice, but that Holy Spirit that was in me, brothers and sisters, it moves. And I might see something more, or a thought may come to mind, and I search it out more. Brothers and sisters, we need to spend more time meditating on the Word, reading the Word, and drawing closer to Him. Like I said, it's a priority. We need to be living our life differently than most. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6 real quick. Matthew chapter 6 Let's just go down to 31. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Like we were saying earlier, He cares. He does. He cares for us. And He knows we need these things. We can't acquaint Him with anything. He knows that we have needs. Verse 33, "But seek ye first." It does not say seek ye only. Like I said earlier, we have jobs. We have lives to live. We have responsibilities here on earth. But he's making a distinction here. Seek ye first. That should be our priority. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and love this promise. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, it didn't say sparingly given to you, trickled down to you. No, it says these things shall be added to you. Brothers and sisters, he'll bless us. He has blessed us. But how much more could we receive from the hand of the Father if we were living closer to him? You know, that's how we tell him we love him. We can tell him that we love him in our prayers. We can tell him we love him each and every day. But we need to be showing that love. I like the example, like, I can tell my wife that I love her every single day. But if I never did anything to show that love, she may start to doubt. She may start to wonder, does he really love me or not? Well, is there any question with God that he loves us? No. There should be a resounding no. There is no question. God loves us. Because like I said, he cares. He cares for me. But we owe it to him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Setting our affections on things above. Making a priority. First and foremost. Seek ye first. Make it a priority. Set our affections on things above. Because that's where our help comes from. That's where our help is. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it's be ye strong in the Lord. Real quick, I just want to make sure I get it right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He doesn't say our might. Be strong in the Lord. The more we are setting our affections on things above, the more we are living for him, we'll be stronger in the Lord. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And like I said, because he cares, there's no question that he loves us. There's things that he gives us, blessings throughout the day, a help that we need. If you read further on in Ephesians chapter 6, you'll read about the armor of God. I don't have the time to go through it, but I implore everyone to read about it. He grants us armor. And the biggest thing about this armor is we need to put it on. We need to have a priority about setting our affections on things above and starting our day with him. Put that armor on before we go out into the world. It's not physical armor that we have to strap on every day. But brothers and sisters, it's armor for our mind. It's armor for our soul. And we start our day with that priority, setting our affections on things above. He gives us what he needs, what we need to serve him. What we need to walk after him. And what we need to face each day. Because every day is different. But brothers and sisters, this word is timeless. It's forever new. We can read it and we can spend time with him. He is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere he wants to be.
That's right.
And I make that distinction. He's everywhere he wants to be.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, you know he cares for us. And if we're being a good servant, if we're trying our best, if we're trying to live that godly life, brothers and sisters, he'll come to us. He'll be with us. He'll help us. Back in Colossians chapter 3, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Brothers and sisters, I hope what I've said sometime today finds a lodging place. Let's think upon these things. Let's set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth, because we are risen with Christ. He's alive. He's our risen Savior. He's our blessed hope. Brothers and sisters, let's set our affections on things above. Amen.
Amen.